Well, earlier this year, in April, a home exploded in Firestone, Colorado, a small town north of Denver, killing two people. An investigation is underway, cleanup is ongoing, lawsuits are being filed, and people who live in that town are worried, not only about their safety, but about the value of their homes. The explosion was caused by a leaking pipeline attached to an oil and gas well. And in that part of Colorado, oil and gas development is everywhere, including underneath people's homes. Lee Patterson from Here Now contributor Inside Energy reports.
On Twilight Avenue in Firestone, lawns are neat squares of grass. There are lots of American flags, kids on bikes, and now there's a pile of rubble where the home exploded. John and Amy Bullers live down the street and are really upset.
Oh, I am. I don't want to live there anymore. I have two kids.
The Bullers pulled their kids out of school after the accident, and Amy took them to her parents' place in Chicago. They got even more worried when, a few weeks after the home blew up, state officials announced they'd found another pocket of gas, this time right behind the Bullers' house. That same day, an oil tank exploded a few miles away, killing a worker. Amy and John want to leave their neighborhood, but
we can't afford to move. I mean, we got our house at such a great deal like 3 years ago, and now prices have skyrocketed.
This part of northern Colorado is one of the fastest-growing metro areas in the country. Home values have gone up 11% over the past year alone. But the Bullers don't think they'd be able to sell their home right now anyway.
Like, who wants to live? We live on Twilight.
There's a stigma.
But there is. There's a stigma. Like, the second somebody says, oh, Twilight, yep, you're at that house that exploded.
I met the Bullers at a meeting between homeowners and a group of lawyers. There's talk about a lawsuit over lost home values. Lawyer Rick Kirkendall came in from Florida.
I mean, if one thing came out of that meeting tonight, it was this. People are afraid, and they're unsure, and they're uncertain. And that is a bad place to be.
He has experience in these types of lawsuits. Years ago, he represented Gulf Coast homeowners after the BP oil spill.
So if there's a theme to this case for me is, there are things that can interrupt the American dream. What will the law allow us to do to get them back to where they would have been but for the accident?
Measuring that kind of loss in home value is Ron Throop's specialty.
We are damage experts, real estate damage experts.
I met Throop on a bright, scorching hot day. He shows me around a subdivision not far from where the house exploded.
Good examples of mixing homes with drill sites.
In a 2013 study, Throop found that just living near oil and gas development can bring down the value of your home from 5% in Texas up to 15% in Florida, depending on how close the drilling actually is and how used to it the community is. Assessing damage related to accidents, the stigma that the Bullers were talking about, that's a real thing. Throop used the technical term residual stigma.
What it comes down to is, even after cleanup, cure, the prices do not come back fully to market expectations.
Erica, good morning to you. We're right at the edge of where the fire stopped. I want you to take a look at this devastation behind me. You're going to see.
That's what happened right after this 2010 accident. A natural gas utility pipeline exploded in San Bruno, California. 8 people died. The real estate market there froze. As one agent put it to me, sales fell, listings expired.
The stigma in particular is as much about fear as actual science.
Throop has found that stigma tends to stick around longer when there's an investigation or multiple incidents, as is the case in Colorado. Still, there's a lot of uncertainty about how the housing market here will react. Operators have been drilling in northern Colorado for a long time. But so many people living so close to oil and gas, that's new. Greg Zedell of Zedell Realty has lived here his whole life.
So I've been in business now for 37 years.
And has seen these changes. Zedell won't predict the future, but notes there just aren't a lot of available homes for sale, and there's a lot of demand.
Every home comes down to a very emotional purchase for most every buyer. They all have their own hot buttons as to what they want or what they don't want or what they can feel comfortable with.
Meanwhile, current residents in Firestone are installing gas monitors and waiting for answers. The Bullers, That family worried about selling their home. They've been in touch with lawyers about a potential lawsuit and have started shopping around for a new house. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Patterson.